Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Right now, I do want to talk about Eskom. And it just, it's incredible to me that we are still talking about load shedding. And yesterday there was a story that came out blaming the load shedding on wet coal. And I believe that that was the story last week as well. And I was actually saying to Mukundi in studio, I said, how much longer are we going to be fed this absolute rubbish? You know, do they think that we're stupid? And then I was thinking about it, but you and I just keep saying, but we don't have power. We don't have power. We don't have power. You know, what we don't have is electricity. We do have power. We just need to figure out how to use it and what to do about it. But somebody who could definitely speak to us about this is Chris Yelland. He's an energy analyst, no stranger to Chai FM. He's a managing director at EE Intelligence. And good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. And good morning to your listeners.
Do you think that Eskom's load shedding issues are fixable?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Really?
And I must agree with you, firstly, that it's absolute nonsense to blame wet coal for the load shedding that we experience. A power system should be resilient enough to take the normal day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month, year-to-year activities, seasonal, wind, rain, you name it. Bottom line is we don't have sufficient generation capacity, and that which we do have is performing very poorly and needs to be replaced as a matter of urgency. And certainly with the necessary commitment from the top leadership to make this a national priority and a national committed project, I have absolutely no doubt whatsoever that load shedding can be eliminated within 2 years.
That would be unbelievable. And I mean, really, I mean that unbelievable. Chris, how did we get to this point? Who didn't do what they were meant to do?
Yeah, look, we can go into the blame game and we can look at poor decisions by policymakers, by the financial oversight authorities like SCOPA, by Eskom's former management. We can look at Medupi and Kusile and the legendary delays and cost overruns and maladministration and corruption. We can look at state capture and all of these issues. But I'm inclined to move on from the blame game and to focus on solutions.
Yes.
Because that is what we really need right now. Look, I'm not saying that we shouldn't at the same time hold people accountable and look at what we can learn from the past. But right now, we need solutions, and there are solutions, but we need to move these naysayers and what I call people, do-little people, people that are always finding reasons why not to do anything. If we don't do something, if we continue on this path of finding reasons why we cannot do anything, we will go into and continue the steady decline in the energy availability factor, because the old plant is getting older, and the new plant from Medupi and Kusile is performing like old plant, and we need to start putting in new plant that performs like new plant. And we need to do this quickly, and there are solutions to this effect.
Okay, so what are the solutions? And even before you answer that, do you think that if we had to have a nuclear generator, could they use a place like Pelindaba, right, the nuclear facility there? Could that be converted into an electricity-generating nuclear facility?
No.
Okay.
No.
Short answer.
Because there are not adequate water supplies there.
Yeah.
It is too close to the urban centers of Pretoria and Johannesburg. And in any case, a nuclear power station at this stage, starting at a new site, requiring environmental authorization and a whole lot of regulatory procedures, could not be delivered in the next 15 years. We have to have solutions in the next 2 years, not in 15 years.
Amazing.
So it's really, nuclear power is not a solution to South Africa's need.
So what would you see as solutions?
Yeah, look, just to break this down a little bit, the short-term solutions, by short-term I'm talking about in the next 2 years, which is what we need right now. And then there are medium-term solutions, and then there are longer-term options. But right now, I'm going to just focus on ending load shedding in 2 years. What does that take? Well, it takes the government and the regulatory and planning authorities to recognize that the solutions in the short term can only come from customers of electricity who can install and connect to the grid what we call self-generation, embedded generation, and distributed generation across South Africa. They can do it quickly and at almost no cost to the fiscus. And to get this to happen, you need to first enable it by the necessary enabling legislation and regulations. You need to encourage it, in other words, put out messages to the customers of electricity that they are encouraged to do this. And lastly, you need to incentivize it. And this can be done through various incentive mechanisms, such as tax breaks, such as feed-in tariffs, such as subsidies. I'm not suggesting that these subsidies, tax breaks should last forever, but they can be a very important enabling factor that changes the business case and that makes it absolutely clear, the business case, to the extent where a tipping point is created, where it starts happening at scale, and thereby bringing the prices down, and thereby enabling the subsidization or the tax breaks to be lifted after 2 years. So one's really got to enable it, encourage it, incentivize it, and it will happen. Customers are already looking at this very seriously, and it's happening as we speak, but it needs to be speeded up. If you just do the sums and look at the different sectors, the domestic sector could easily deliver 2,000 megawatts in the next 2 years, 1,000 megawatts a year. Commercial industrial could easily deliver 3,000 megawatts. The mining sector, Minerals Council of South Africa, has already indicated that they can deliver 4,000 megawatts in the next 2 years.
All right. Well, you know what I really love?
And it goes further than that. There's the municipal sector, there's Eskom itself, there's Sasol, there's South 32, there's ArcelorMittal, these huge mega industries, all of which have plans. So we can easily deliver 10,000 megawatts of new generation capacity plus 5,000 megawatts of battery energy storage in the next 2 years, and that would bring an end to load shedding forthwith, and it would cost the fiscus nothing.
Okay, well, that we look forward to that happening, Chris.
Yep. It requires a national commitment. Yes. Starting at the top.
Well, there we go, a national commitment. And if there is no commitment, then we should be asking why not. Chris Yelland, thank you so much. Before I let you go, today is Aliens Day. If aliens, Alien Day. So if aliens landed on the Earth this afternoon and you were tasked to show them the most wonderful parts of humanity or of the planet, what would you show them?
Yeah, the planet is filled with marvelous things.
It really is.
But it's under threat. We need to not only show them the marvelous things, but how we are actually protecting it and saving it for future generations.
Okay, so you'd show them that aspect of humanity. Thank you so much. That is Chris Yelland, Energy Analyst, Managing Director at EE Intelligence.